Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
So as some of you guys might know, I'm a music teacher, and I found that one of the best ways that I can process the whole transition to online learning and teaching is to write a song. So I wrote a song. I'd like to share that with you guys now. Here we go.
Okay.
That's exactly how I feel. It's exactly how we all feel, and I can't kick it. I can't stop it. All right, so I need to tell you something. I need to tell you something right now. I need everybody to know this right out of the gate. We'll say it a couple times during the show so that you understand. Brett, you know Brett. Say hi, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hey. He's such a good boy. Brett is rashy. I mean, like, super freaking Hy-Vee rashy all over his torso and his limbs. And he doesn't have any allergies. All right, so there's that. And he sort of kind of is smart. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, he listens to the show and stuff like that there. And so we know that the coronavirus debuts in many, many different ways. And one of the ways that it appears is through Hy-Vee rashy things all over your torso and your limbs, right? I mean, it's, it doesn't look like chicken pox, okay? But I'm saying, you know what chicken pox looks like. You know what measles looks like if you have a kid, right? And so he's got these Hy-Vee rashy things, and it's all over his torso and his limbs. And again, he's got no allergies. So he called the CDC last night after he called me. Thank you, Brett. And they recommended that he get a COVID test. He qualified. We qualified somebody on our team for a COVID test. One of us was able to get one. So he went early this morning, 8:30 this morning, to have his COVID test. Now, they did not triage him, meaning there was no inspection of the Hy-Vee rash. So we don't know if that's something, if that's nothing. We're just guessing, you know, like most Americans. We're just guessing. Because you can't apparently get triaged anymore. The COVID test includes sitting in your car, cracking your window ever so slightly, while the National Guard actually walks around the area outside of your car. And then when it's your turn, you pull up and someone shoves a swab up your nose and hits your brain, apparently, which is like, oh damn, Doc. Using the whole fist there? You know, what is that? But anyway, so he did get his test. Now, the bad news is we will not get his test results for 3 to 5 days. And I didn't want to leave you hanging. And Brett was good enough to say that he would come in today. He is sitting in another room, obviously. We're separated by glass and a door. And I came in, you know, about an hour and a half earlier, and I, you know, sanitized my workstation, sprayed everything else like that. I brought him some, disinfectant wipes, and he's wearing gloves. He's got a whole bunch of disinfectant wipes in there, and he's wearing a mask. And we're going to do the show like that today, but we're not going to do it that way on Monday or Tuesday, pending the results of his test. Now, if we get his test results on Monday and it's negative, we'll be back Tuesday. If we don't get his test results until Tuesday and he's negative, then we'll be back Wednesday. I gotta shut it down. I absolutely have to. It's not cool that he's here. It's not cool. I mean, he's the coolest guy ever for even coming in here. He's worried about me. That's all he cares about. Is like, oh, I'm scared I'm gonna get you sick. I'm scared. I'm like, you know, F it. You know, I'll die in this chair if I have to. I don't really care anymore. You know, but he came in, and I don't know what he's got. I don't know why he's all rashy. He is rashy. He showed it to me. It's like totally So if there's a doctor out there that can triage him by phone, by all means, do. I could have him stand in front of the camera if you want. You could, you know, he won't do it, no. But was that a little invasive? Yeah. I thought you'd do anything for me. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, that's the situation. Now, if he comes back positive on Monday or Tuesday, I don't know the way forward. And I'm just going to be really honest with you right there. I don't know the way forward. Why don't? Because Brett is the only person that can run all of that that it takes to get this thing on all these platforms, okay? Brett is the only. Now, Scott has been working from home all these many weeks, right? So Scott won't come in. And who could blame him, right? And he's got babies. He's got, you know, almost a three-year-old and a newborn. And Brett and I, you know, we're willing to risk our lives, apparently. So that's the announcement. That's what I need to tell you. I don't want you to wonder, where did they go? Where did they go? Now, you know, Friday's show, we always put up Friday's show free. So it's just good fortune that this happened on a Friday. We found out on a Friday so that I could tell everybody who, you know, even the people that don't subscribe, people that don't have the podcast, whatever. So everybody will be informed that we didn't just disappear, that I am not sick. We don't know what the status of Brett is. I'm very, very glad that he was alert to those crazy Hy-Vee thing symptoms that he has. Because one way or another, something's gone awfully wrong, right? I mean, he's just broken out everywhere. But that qualified him for a COVID test in Florida. And he did have one administered. So, again, if he comes back positive, I don't know the way forward. I honestly don't. Because we have a team of three. That's who we are. We have a team of three. It's it, Team Randy is me. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's four of us. It's me. It's Scott. It's Brett. And Ashley. Ashley is our customer service rep. But, of course, Ashley works remote. She doesn't. She's not here in this particular orifice. Thank God for that. And so we had a pretty good setup, you know, to begin with. But if Brett's out, then the show just comes to a screeching halt. So that's where we are. And I just want to let you know. And so I just feel like screaming is what it is. And I know he does too. And if you feel like screaming anytime inside the show, please feel free to do so, Brett. Just feel free to shout it out. All right. So today, the topic sort of kind of changed a bit, a tad, a touch, ever so slightly. Because there's been this story out floating around about a woman named Tara Reid who 27 years ago worked for Joe Biden. She was in charge of the interns in Joe Biden's Senate office. And she made claims that Joe Biden not only harassed her, you know, in that creepy way that he has. See, this is the Al Franken thing, too. And you know, because I've never been alone with Joe Biden. I have been alone with Al Franken, and I could vouch for him. And, you know, like the creepy nature of Al Franken's fish lips and how he's a full frontal kisser, but that there was nothing, absolutely nothing sexual about it. And I really do think the line for women, and I think all women know this, is do you feel scared? Right? That's the line. Do you feel scared? Do you feel like your personal space is unsafe, that this person is, you know, repugnant and repulsive and is not going to back off even if you, you know, make a So anyway, I never had that feeling with Al Franken. I've seen creepy videos of Joe Biden. It's very touchy-feely. He's one of those. But this woman says much more than she was uncomfortable, that he touched her hair and neck. She tells a story that he pushed her up against the wall in one of the Senate buildings. I don't know if it was the Dirksen building or in a semi-private portion of the Dirksen Senate office building, a place I've been a million times. It's very crowded, very busy, but I don't know what time of day. Neither does she, right? And that he literally went under her clothes and touched her in a special place, like her main muscle, with his fingers. And he responded to that today. So when we come back on the other side of the break, I will play you his response to her allegations.